USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy has cost a Florida man his life. A 24-year-old Honduran immigrant who's charged with murder had crossed the U.S. border illegally months earlier while posing as an unaccompanied minor. Yuri Noel Medina Oloa was arrested October 7th in Jacksonville after allegedly killing 46-year-old Francisco Javier Cuellar, a father of four who had taken in the immigrant who told authorities he was 17 years old. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy narrowly won re-election Wednesday. The Associated Press called the race Wednesday evening as votes were still uncounted. Republican candidate Jack Citarelli's spokesperson, Stammy Williams, disputed the call because of the close margin, calling it irresponsible by the news outlet. A recount has been requested. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
The Defund the Police movement started in Minnesota after the George Floyd homicide. The concept was rejected by Minneapolis voters on Tuesday.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with the new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The national vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there, and I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After some of the American people on Tuesday sent a message to the D.C. establishment via the ballot box, Democrats want to continue and push the partisan social spending package. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says this is the definition of insanity.
This is the definition of insanity, with almost every Democrat in Congress doubling down today, saying they need to go even bigger and bolder and faster to pass their reckless tax and spending bills. But I can tell you that's not what the body language said. Those Democrats in Congress look like the voters walked over their grave last night, because the voters in New Jersey and in Virginia, and for that matter in places like San Antonio and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle, all repudiated the Democrats' radical agenda. They know that this multi-trillion dollar spending bill is just going to make the prices that they pay at the gas pump or the grocery store go up, that it's riddled with billions of dollars of ridiculous equity programs that are counting and dividing by race, things like tree equity, whatever that means, and that it's going to encourage local school districts to continue to push critical race theory now down to pre-K if the federal government gets its hands on pre-kindergarten education. That's why the Democrats got repudiated last night, but they have no answer in Congress today.
NASA is reporting astronauts aboard the International Space Station had the pleasure of dining on space tacos last weekend, topped with green chilies that were actually grown in space. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.